Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people are upset. Kevin, I know I saw you tweeting on Sunday night.
I was pissed.
All of the furies.
I was too drunk to tweet.
I felt like if I tweeted any words out, I would get fired. So I did not. I chose not to tweet on Sunday evening. Cowboys lost, though, in a manner in which I was asked today. I went on with DC Radio, Kevin, and I was asked, would you fire Garrett right now? And I said, absolutely. And he was like, wow. I mean, and I don't think there are a lot of people that are shocked by that answer today or yesterday, maybe later on in the week, but there's a lot of problems with this team. But the take Garrett away from it, I started seeing people saying they want to end this season. They want to be bad. They want to just finish the season off with a terrible record. And I went back and I had to calmly find myself in a situation saying the Redskins aren't good. The Eagles aren't good and the Giants aren't good. This division, and Jason Witten said it about 800 times last night because Jason Witten knows about 10 words. He said, it's wide open. It's wide open regarding the NFC East. And he's right. Nobody has taken control of this division. The Eagles feel like they're in control of it, having already lost as many games as the Cowboys.
And as many games as they did all last year, yeah. I do believe.
So this team, this Cowboys team, and I'm like, okay, I can't give up on this season knowing how bad this division is and that all I really have to do is get into the playoffs. And then this question came to me, and this is a tough question for me to answer. Somebody said, do you see them winning a Super Bowl? And I said, no, I don't. I don't see this team that we're watching right now winning a Super Bowl. And then they said, well, why would you want to go to the playoffs and have a good record then? And
I can answer that because this team doesn't make the playoffs a lot. Like, I know that's weird given that, hey, we're the Cowboys, we're blah, blah, blah. This team in the last 20 years doesn't make the playoffs a lot. You make the playoffs about once every 3 years, which is probably hard for some people to recognize. And I didn't double check it the last couple of years, but I think at some point you were to the point where you had made the playoffs 6 times in 20 years. So you don't make the playoffs very much. And so if the opportunity is there to make the playoffs, you take it. That's the way that I felt about the Rangers, like in 2010. Like, I didn't know that they were going to go to the World Series during a good chunk of the season. But if you get the opportunity to make the playoffs for a team that doesn't make the playoffs very much, you take it. And quite frankly, that's where you sit with most of these teams now. You're coming up on 3 years since the Rangers will have been in the playoffs. You're coming up on 3 years since the Stars will have been in the playoffs. You're coming up on, 4 years since the Mavericks will have been in the playoffs. And you're yeah, exactly.
This is a miserable sports city.
And you're coming up. Well, we got FC Dallas still leading the Western Conference. Okay, win this weekend,
man,
thanks
this city
to Matt Hedges.
On fire when it comes to sports.
So, but you're looking at a team that doesn't make the playoffs very often in the Cowboys. And so that's why if the opportunity is there, you take it. I mean, of course, I agree that is this team going to win the Super Bowl? I don't see how you would say that at this moment, but I see you still roll the dice and take your chances.
I see your side, and I want to be right there with you, but I can't because this is not what we were looking for. No. We found the quarterback in the fourth round. The window was opened where we could pay and get the right defensive players in here. We had the running back, and all we had to do was just kind of follow that mold that Seattle did. And then all of a sudden, where there was the coaching staff or whatever they didn't do for Dak, but Dak is no longer Dak. Dak is no longer the guy that can go out
there. No, you
know,
some people will argue, yes, he is, and this is what they thought he was all along. An argument I don't understand, but it's still there.
Yeah, no, I've seen the argument, but I can go back and just look at numbers, and numbers tell me exactly what I need to see from what he was going to be to then wherever the transformation happened. Me and Corey point to the Atlanta game as that's when everything kind of just blew up and went downhill. And you look at that, this isn't what we were promised. So if it's not, and this is no longer the window, and we're just kind of thinking we might make the playoffs, then no, scrap it now.
Mm. Oh, man, I can't
scrap
do that.
Scrap it now.
But you weren't even on Team Tank with the Mavericks a couple of years ago.
No.
You were like, no, how can I do that? My fibers. Everybody was fighting Mike Bacsik on that. Why would you want to do that? And now, granted, we're looking at it, and we say, well, we got Dennis Smith Jr., and we got Luka Doncic, so maybe Team Tank did work a little bit.
Whoa. Right. Did you just change your opinion in
no,
the middle of that statement?
Not with this, because with the Cowboys, you're five games in, and you have a chance. And here's what it is for me. And Romo said it, Parcells said it, getting into the tournament, anything can happen from there. Now, typically with Jason Garrett at the helm, the Cowboys lose. But just getting into the tournament, something could happen. And you don't have to be the elite team to beat most of the teams in your division to get into that tournament. There's a chance you can do it. And I know that the schedule's getting real tough. You got Jacksonville, you got Tennessee coming up. Not easy teams to defeat. But this, and the schedule's not going to get any easier for this squad. Here's the one thing that does stand out to me, and I've heard this as the argument over and over. Yeah, but when you get to the playoffs, you lose, and Garrett stays. Why? Lose out, get a new staff. I don't think that's the solution, guys. I don't think that's going to solve the problem. I don't think that Jerry Jones, A, is willing to do that. And B, what makes you think that Jerry Jones is capable of going out there and getting a head coach that's going to put together something that's winning? Dave Campo?
Wow.
Chan Gailey? Give me an answer.
Wow.
Is there something that makes you think that Jerry Jones can do that? Because the last one he had that could do it was Jimmy Johnson. Bill Parcells didn't even win a Super Bowl for you. The last one he had was Jimmy Johnson, and he pushed him away. So I don't think that that Jerry Jones is willing to do it, because I think Jerry Jones is saying, okay, can I go find that diamond in the rough guy that I found that I can claim as my guy? That guy right now is Jason Garrett for him. So that's why I can't sit there and say, let's just lose this season out, because I don't trust the general manager. I don't trust him to go out there and put together a staff that's going to go win me Super Bowls. Now, I can be a fan of the team and enjoy the season as it comes and not give up on it five games into the year.
But I just saw trash again. Sitting there thinking, well, we might can win this game. Look at the defense. No, and then I get to see trash again. I'm tired of seeing trash. I've seen trash for a long ass time with this coaching staff.
Well, and I think that might be one of the issues that some fans have about hobbling your way into the playoffs, because I think that the argument is hobbling your way into the playoffs guarantees that Jason Garrett stays.
Yeah, no.
And
I get that.
If that's the case, then, man, and I hate to say this, and I certainly understand that you can point out to 2014 to 2016 about why you disagree. And if you disagree, that's fine. But I feel like to this point that sticking with Jason Garrett is sticking with the concept of mediocrity, because even hearing him in the press briefing on Monday or with Sean and RJ, you could hear it. You could hear him using talking points from the old-timey football chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what we talked about a couple of weeks ago when it seemed like they weren't playing for the win when they kicked that field goal. Is he's like, well, you know, our defense had shut them down for the last seven or eight times, and we figured if we could shut them down again and get one first down. So what he's doing is he's projecting into the future about the defense continuing to do what it did, and then your offense with a whole new set of downs being able to get a first down. Right there, right in front of you, you need one damn yard to essentially accomplish what you want. Because if you get one damn yard, you're up to the 40. That's a 58-yard field goal as it is, so what do you need? Five more yards, and Maher had already hit a field goal from about that spot. And so it's sitting right in front of you. Do you control your destiny, gamble, try to get the 1 yard? And I get it. After a play that you thought you'd get that 1 yard that blew up spectacularly in your face, and then try to get a few more and win that game 19-16? Or do you say, let's punt the ball away. Let's hope for the best there. They'll punt it back, and we'll hope for the best again. Well, old-timey football says you do that. And so that's what he did. Instead of saying, we have the ball. That's the thing that drives me freaking insane. I get it. You don't think the Cowboys were going to make it on 4th and 1.5. They had the ball. It was their opportunity to control their destiny. When you punt the ball away, you no longer control your destiny. You spent all this money in draft picks on a running back, on an offensive line. So one play didn't work and you're out? What I would do is roll into that situation. I would call a timeout if I had to. And I would say it's 3rd and 1. This is a two-play structure. If we don't get it on the first one, doesn't matter. We're going for it. And if we do get it, great. But this is a two-play scenario. It's 3rd and 1. We're running the ball twice. You run it once and you lose half a yard. So you run it again and say, I trust my offensive line. I trust my running back to get that 1.5 yards. Because if we don't, well, then hell. The problems go way beyond Garrett and we're screwed.
Yeah, I don't think they trust him right now.
Well, then we're screwed.
Yeah, that's the thing that you have the biggest investment in. It's the thing that you've said is your backbone. I do feel like a lot of people are like, oh, number one offensive line in the NFL. I don't know if they are right now. I don't know if they are the number
that's hard
one offensive
to argue.
Line right
yeah.
in the NFL. So, and they know that line better than we do. I mean, so I feel like there are things that they just didn't feel like they could do it. I felt like they thought that Deshaun Watson may be hurt and might not be coming back. So they were like, hey, we can try and get this back a little bit. So I think there are a number of things that went into it. But, man, I want to coach with some balls. I do. And don't act like I'm just sitting here, hey, Jerry Jones isn't going to get a guy. And like, so let's just be stuck with Jason Garrett. No, what I'm saying is like this, the coach we currently have isn't the one, but it's not going to make it a lick of difference what he does. Because Jerry Jones is committed to keeping him around. And that's the other thing. The only thing that really gets Jerry going one way or the other is complacency amongst the fan base that's true. The ratings are up. Those ratings are killer right now. And that's the moneymaker right there. And
are
so
they
Jerry,
really? Wow.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I mean, they were, what, a 30-31 for the Cowboys? I think that was like 3 times as good as it was for Texas OU. I don't know, or 2 times, something like that. Like they're the best thing on television. And so Jerry is going to be like, hey, we got this thing. We're good here. I know he says he wants a championship, but I'm not seeing the product be the thing that gets you that championship. I think he wants to do it his way, mm-hmm. and he wants to prove to everybody that he was able to do it a certain way. And that's the boat that we're in. Now, he's built the, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl, baby. He's built that into the fabric of what this fan base needs and believes they need, that it is only Super Bowl, otherwise nothing else matters. Man, there have been times where there are teams that we're just happy they got into the playoffs, man. Mavericks, we were just happy they got into the playoffs back in the day.
Yeah.
Then what happened? We got spoiled with that championship. We got spoiled with Dirk winning 50 games every year. And so then it became this. And now that's what it is, this fan base. Is at a point where they can't just enjoy the season. When they win, they have to find something to bitch about. Whenever they lose, man, the bitching's going to be even more. It can't just be a fun season. Especially with the garbage you're seeing out there on the field right now, too.
That's it. Now, Kevin, I did want to go back to that 4th and 1 that you just got through basically just running apart and delivering your reason why you think they should have went for it. And I admit, after the game, I thought, crap, they should have went for it. But during the game, I didn't have those same feelings.
I will just say, for the record, I don't want anyone to think I'm only rolling Captain Hindsight here. Corey can tell you part of my tweet rampage was absolutely directed at that play. Like, I didn't understand it in the moment. I still don't understand it now. And no old-timey chart talk is going to change my mind.
I tell you what, I was thinking at that exact same time, oh, crap, they might go for it, because my gut was telling me a defense is going to win this game. And that was what I was screaming, to the point where if I was head coaching at that moment with my same mindset that I had, that I also had whiskey involved, I'd have been like, I'm going to send my offense out there and I'm going to tell somebody to false start, just so there's nothing, nobody can say, hey, you should have went for it there, because I believed at that point that a defensive play was going to win that game.
You're not alone. I know there are people that feel that way. It's just when you ask the question, Corey, at the very beginning, why do people want to tank? Why can't you just enjoy the full season? It's because of moments like that. It's because of the field goal a couple of weeks ago that make me think we're going to continue to play to stay close and lose games by only a little bit because that looks better. Like, I honestly believe Jason Garrett in the back of his mind thinks if I go 7-9, but I lose four of those games by 6 points or less, I'm going to be okay. And that's infuriating to me.
Well, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change, man. You're stuck with Jason Garrett. You're stuck with Jason Garrett because the owner and the general manager wants to prove a point.
I don't think you're wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.